Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, Where the Stars Fell is offering director's commentary to all Fable and Folly Plus supporters. Still entirely ad-free. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
So that's your plan?
Yes.
That's your entire plan?
Yes.
Okay, bud, so let me tell you how that goes. You're sitting here postulating the most bullshit theory of all time, truly one of the greats, and you're going to get pissed off when literally any other biologist, zoologist, or IDK man, even a fucking chemist besides me, tells you you're wrong. Which you are.
Dragons, if they were to exist, would not be able to breathe fire simply because of the constitution of most reptiles. You cannot bend the laws of nature just to suit what you think would look cool.
I'm not bending the laws of nature. I'm telling you that dragons wouldn't even consider playing by them. Don't try an English major splain my own goddamn PhD to me.
Which one? The inapplicable ones or the truly inapplicable ones?
Ah, fuck you. They're fucking dragons! Insisting that they would follow the same genetic makeup as reptiles in the real world is the argumentative equivalent of walking into the Academy of Athens holding a naked goddamn chicken and yelling, "Behold, a man!"
Minus the broad, flat nails.
I'll kill you. I will rebuttal you so hard, they won't even be able to use it as evidence against me in a court of law due to decency concerns. You are so fucking wrong, it makes me want to eat glass.
The window is right there, Dr. Tucker. Mind your utensils.
What's even the point of making your whole fantasy world based in reality anyway?
Historical and socio-political differences alone would create a butterfly effect, leading to a completely different environment across basically the whole continent, if not the planet.
And you've thought about this deeply enough to form what you believe is a cohesive argument, and yet still not read my books.
I skimmed the Wikipedia article.
I hope you choke on that disgusting sludge you call a coffee.
And I hope your teabag strangles you. Cultural exchange.
It's 1 p.m. How can you even stomach pancakes at this hour?
Because breakfast food doesn't abide by the human cultural concept of time?
Obviously.
Obviously.
Look, if you've got another innocuous thing I do, offend your delicate sensibility.
Please do not talk with your mouth full.
Uh-oh, I'm talking. I'm talking right now. You're just seeing all my gross, mashed up pancakes in my mouth. Will you just look away from?
You are across the table.
Or I'll say something stupid. I'm morally obligated to refuse.
Oh, this is my fault.
Ladies, as much as business has improved since customers get the option of a dinner and a show with you two, I would sorely appreciate if y'all could take it down a couple of notches. Some of us are trying to impart upon our children the importance of turning in work on time.
It was a day late, Ma.
Oh, and why was that? You want to share with the town why that was? Yes, yeah, I thought so. Some discretion, ladies, with the debates, please.
Sorry, Mama Gabe.
Terribly sorry, Mizelle.
Thank you. Ed, honey, you need a refill?
Choose with the knowledge that if you are up at 3 a.m. again, I will not hesitate to make it both of our problems.
Boo-hoo-hoo, cry me a river, then go lie face down. I'm good, thanks.
Let me know if that changes. Counter's full, darling, if you don't mind taking a booth. Oh, dear Lord.
Just my luck, then. I don't think I could sit myself up if I tried.
Mary wept, Thomas. What the hell happened to you? You look like you should be in a hospital.
It's not my blood. Coffee first, though, if you don't mind.
Oh, of course. Sit down.
Like I said, not my blood, but I reckon not for the damn thing's lack of trying.
Is there a wolf attacking your place?
Yeah, it might be. I'll put it on a Bible, though. I've never seen claw marks like that from a wolf. Half my pig's stomachs have been torn open like a chainsaw through butter, and the other half are just getting fatter.
How?
Cannibalism.
Oh, good Lord.
A bear, maybe? They usually come up around your neck of the woods.
No. The dogs keep them away. They're Karelians. I haven't had an attack since I brought him home. So whatever those little fuckers are...
Definitely aren't little, that's for sure. You think it's more than one?
I said they ate half my pigs. I don't know how else to explain it.
You heard anything at night outside?
No. But unlike you, I go to bed at a reasonable time.
That's a lie, but okay. What kind of gashes are we talking here? Like straight up and down rips, or are they wide enough for flaps?
Dr. Tucker, people are trying to eat.
Big ass flaps. More than one rip. Whatever it was has some nasty looking claws.
Huh. So a full swipe then. Could I see?
What?
It'd be great to get a look at what kind of predator you have around here that could take down that much meat. At the very least, if it's identifiable claw marks, I can tell you what kind of animal you're dealing with. Win-win scenario!
Ed, honey, the man's livelihood is being slaughtered.
Oh. Right. Well, I can still tell you what's killing them. What do you say?
It makes no difference to me. I don't want my dogs going out around those things if I don't know what kind of bullet I can put in their heads. You can come around tomorrow. Bring all that monster hunting stuff.
Well, okay, it's scientific equipment, actually.
Thank you, Mr. Lincoln. That's very kind. We'll be leaving you to your meal now. Dr. Tucker, get down from there.
You don't need to be a part of this conversation, you know.
Edison!
Ugh.
Ugh. How can you eat after seeing all of that? That.
Go on, Vishra?
Yes! It's disturbing!
Didn't you write a whole ass scene where one of the witch hunter dudes gets vivisected?
How did you know that if you haven't read any of them?
It had a separate Wikipedia page. Lots of fan art. You've got a real talented community there, Luce.
Do not call me that. You're disgusting.
You can order pancakes too if you're so jealous. I was right. Those are some big-ass claws. The animals clearly used the entire length of them. The gashes are wide enough that each individual spot to suggest that the claw went all the way inside the pig's stomach, up to the live dermis, then was dragged down all the way through the intestines,
and down to a few inches above the genital area. What's interesting here is that these aren't even the biggest marks. The neck is just absolutely eviscerated. The most blood is in that area, and the muscle is almost completely eaten. We've got this one lying on its side, and you can see smaller marks in the hindquarters. Not too big, though. The animal clearly went to grab them, but in such a small area that they didn't have to make much effort. Overkill, really. Whatever these things are, they're used to the chase.
Oh, God, it smells awful.
Rotting pork will do that for you. Bet this is the least kosher thing you've ever seen, huh?
You're hilarious. And I don't keep.
Why not?
A minuscule town way out in the wilderness does not typically offer options that have taken it into account. I'm quite sure God understands.
I'll second that. My wife can't find damn near anything halal around here we don't do ourselves. Here you go, Miss Kensington. Everything but the cotton. Although, really, they have those little Flintstone vitamin things at the general store. My kids love them.
I'm quite fine with just the one, thank you.
What's that?
None of
vitamin
your business.
Vitamin A injection. Doesn't she live with... Never mind. Doc, what are your thoughts here?
Ed's fine, man, and whoa, boy, do you have yourself a couple of carnivores. Here's my main question, though. There's a lot of these pigs that just haven't been eaten all the way. About how far apart have the attacks been, would you say?
Every couple of days or so. At least twice a week, but I hear something out there nearly every night.
Huh. I'm thinking you might have a carrion feeder on your hands.
Do they usually leave their food right out in the open?
Hey, if I could keep all my dinners in a pent-up area with only me coming back for them, I would. Speaking of which, Lincoln, why haven't you been getting rid of the meat?
Well, same as you said. I'm hoping I'll get a clear shot at him, or at least a good look. God knows I haven't seen any wolves since these other things started attacking. I drag him up to the back, where we make the compost, then bring him out when it gets dark.
And they probably couldn't even tell.
Have you seen any cougars in the area?
Thinking of becoming a crazy old cat lady, Luce? Not very sexy, but you've got the costume down.
I beg your pardon!
And you've been denied it. Lincoln, I'd like to observe the area tonight and see if I can get a sighting. You mind if I set up a tent?
Excuse me!
Well, as long as you don't disturb the other animals. Hell, I'll do anything not to lose more hogs at this point.
Edison Delilah Tucker!
Oh, you googled my full name. That's nice. I'll be by around 6 tonight with my gear.
Fine by me. Mind the dogs. If you're not a threat, they're kissers.
Aw, you make that sound like a bad thing.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Ugh. Think Lincoln's ever heard of dental sticks for those guys?
He did warn you.
Well, he also said they were dogs, not fucking domesticated bears.
Bred to hunt them, actually. Aren't stakeouts supposed to be quiet?
Yeah, and boring. That's what you're for.
No, I'm here to call an ambulance if this idiotic scheme gets you mauled by a wild animal. I have writing to do, Dr. Tucker, and this is not a bloody slumber party.
Ha. Like you've ever been to one before.
Then that makes two of us.
Are you seriously just going to make me sit here all night with nothing to do?
Do you typically bring along someone to annoy while you observe specimens?
Oh, is that what the British call it?
You are revolting.
Would you rather I be bored?
Yes. At least then you'd be quiet and I could concentrate. Unless I hear screams of pain and terror, you will not be receiving an iota of my attention.
Luz, for fuck's sake.
Do not call me that.
You You can't just ignore me. You can't ethically entertain the potential of being complicit in my death. You'd be racked with guilt.
Oh, dear. Oh, what is that? It appears that I am hearing voices that have no source and do not actually exist. I must be a delusional maniac.
You know what? Whatever. Fuck you. Shut up.
Dr. Tucker, I'm truly shocked. Are you insinuating that someone undermining you is insulting?
Look, if this is about that stupid cat lady comment...
No, not entirely. But of course I wouldn't expect you to look past your incredibly limited perspective and see why.
What are you talking about?
You made an immature, patronizing joke at my expense. And I'm sure you thought nothing of it, but unfortunately, that is not how the world works. Do you understand exactly what it means to compare someone who specifically looks like me to that? To an old, senile, invalid woman? Even if I do have the costume down.
You can't just assume that I meant... It was a joke!
Then why am I not laughing? Dr. Tucker... You are a hypocrite. You claim that my preoccupation with appearance is ridiculous, and yet you carefully craft every aspect of yours, from your clothes, to your hair, to your tattoos, to the aesthetic of that little recorder, to portray an image that you like to the world. You do not have to change anything about it to seem normal, or respectable, or worthy of someone's time and opinion. You can dress like an eccentric and still be taken seriously. Even as a woman in academia, it's second nature for most people to respect you. We do not all have that convenience.
Lucy, look. Okay. The reason I haven't... What the hell was that? No, shh, I'm gonna go take a look.
What? No, no, that's a horrible idea. Edison!
Lucy? Lucy, can you hear me?
It is not your time yet.
What?
Whoa, Ed, look at me. Hey, you hurt? Bleeding? Rui, get the first aid kit.
No, I'm fine. It just knocked me over.
You sure? Let me see you.
I didn't get a good look at it. I'm sorry.
No, well, that's fine. Better that it didn't hurt you. I think it's scared off for now.
Yeah. Whatever that thing was, definitely wasn't a cougar. Huge, like...
Edison!
Lucy? How did you get here so fast?
Shut up! You idiot! How could you go chasing after a wild animal like that? You could have gotten yourself killed!
Apologies for the inconvenience.
I should bloody think so! I'm surprised you weren't torn to pieces! What sort of a scientist are you?
Wow, well, glad to know you would have been... concerned if your personal verbal punching bag had died. Nice to fucking see you too. Seriously, how do you even...
Doesn't matter. Is she hurt?
Not a scratch, as far as I can tell. It's just shaken up. She's pale as hell, though.
I'm right here. I'm fine. I just...
Oh, God.
Whoa, you sure are all right?
No. Yeah, enlighten me. Bad. Wrong side of the magnet. Not great.
You better get her home.
I didn't take a car.
Oh. Right. Well, you stay with her. I'll give you two a lift. Let me just let Rui know.
All right. Are you feeling any better now? That's all. Out.
Stop.
What?
Stop moving. Don't know which one of you to talk to.
Oh dear. Well, yes. It's best if you stay here for now, then. We better get you back and in bed.
Thought you cared about decorum.
Was that supposed to be a wink?
Yeah.
I'll let you keep your dignity, Dr. Tucker. If only so I retain the moral high ground.
Aww. My hero.
Clearly.
Where the Stars Fell is a production of Caldera Studios and is written and produced by Newton Shottlecotty. The voice of Thomas Lincoln was John Hardcastle. The voice of Lucille Kensington was Madeline Harvio. The voice of Mama Gabe was Kira Gill. The voice of Mike L. was Kyle Street. The voice of Dr. Edison Tucker and the creature was Newton Shottlecotty. Script edits were done by Lucy Brown with a sensitivity read by Kit Adams. All sound effects taken from Audio Library, Sound Library, Nagati Studio, Original Foley, or used under Creative Commons license. Find transcripts, social media links, and places to listen at wherethestarsfell.com.
Psst! Come here. Yes, you. Welcome to Little Street. Under the skin of each house hides a secret that most of its keepers would do anything to bury. How well do any of us really know our neighbors? Curious to discover what dwells behind the doors of Little Street? Subscribe to Neighborly, distributed wherever good podcasts are found. For more information, go to neighborlypod.card.co or follow us on social media at neighborlypod. That's Neighborly with a U, by the way. Thanks for listening. Come visit us soon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science. Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary, I just... don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we...
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit!
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop. Stop!
Oh God! I don't like this. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.